Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Peloton Bike and Peloton Bike Plus are ringing in the new year with so much new. New classes, new music, new ways to keep your workouts fun and motivating. I got the Peloton Bike Plus for Christmas. Merry Christmas to me. And it has been great, especially because I'm recovering from surgery. So I needed something that was kind of low impact. But however, I could feel a really, really good like workout. And let me tell you, some of the teachers have been giving me all I need.
Tunde
killed me, I'm right? But in a good way.
She be talking good. How you talking good?
She be talking really good.
She hit me up yesterday and she said, I'm about to break you. And I said, nah, Tunde, I'm going to keep up with you.
Don't do it, Tunde. And then Cody resuscitated me when I took his class. And I love the fact that the classes are... short enough for me to be able to fit them in my day. I could do a 20-minute ride or a 30-minute ride. And regardless, I feel motivated. The teachers are so great. And the music that they pair with it, also amazing. And you can also do a full-body strength workout. Like, it is the full service. You hear me? I love it. I can't get enough of it. Peloton is stepping into the ring with its newest discipline. No gloves needed. Even if you've never boxed before, these classes will have you working up a sweat while working on the fundamentals of form, footwork, and fun combos that will keep you on your toes. De-stress from a long day with 30 minutes of strength and 20 minutes of cardio, or do a quick 15-minute total body class before work. Stay motivated while having fun with bike workouts, yoga, meditation, dance, cardio, and more. For a limited time, try the Peloton app free for 2 months, then $12.99 a month after. New members only. With we want you to visit onepeloton.com/app to learn more. That's 2 months free at onepeloton.com. Offer expires on January 31st, 2022. Terms apply.
Terms apply.
All right, ready? And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kevo Said Cheese.
That chick ain't dead.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that snap button. Smash that notification button. Baby, baby, baby. Oh, 2022. All right. Okay, guys. Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Is this how we're starting?
I got so many messages.
Of course you did.
Okay. Okay. I was like, huh? What? I saw it. Okay.
Kevin, did you see it?
I seen it.
What were your thoughts when you
saw it? Let me tell you my first thoughts. You don't know what we're talking about. Mike Todd of Transformation Church. He spit.
Popped a loogie.
Oh, no.
I'm about to throw it.
He wiped it off. I'm not going to have you. Josh, don't put it up. I'm sure you've seen it. If you want to look it up, you want to be utterly disgusted, look it up.
I can't do Mike like that, man.
Let me tell you what my first thoughts are. We'll go through the whole story. He ended up apologizing. We'll get to that, too. First things first. Church folks is messy, and I'm going to tell you why. Yeah. The amount of messages I got in public was a lot. the amount of texts and DMs, the whose man's is this? Record highs. Now, there's people, and this let me know whenever whenever I get dragged, and it, my day will come. The amount of people publicly talking about me will be a lot. The amount of people in high places who are privately sending my video. Ooh. Oh, let me tell you what I know about the world.
Tell me.
I'm not exempt either.
Oh, no, you're not.
Okay, now they might not publicly say nothing. But, oh, it's group chat fodder.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of, hey, get your boy. Get your boy. Get your mans.
Yeah.
So if you don't know what happened, Mike Todd was preaching a message about vision. And he said, you know, this might get nasty. And actually, let me preface this with saying I will cover this subject very differently because I know Mike Todd.
I don't, so I'm not going to.
Then I would if I wouldn't. And I know you might be upset about that, but listen.
It's his friend.
If you watch Snowfall, Franklin... The way he treat Leon is different than Man Boy.
There's
Leon is
clearly
his boy.
A bias, and he's basically there's saying, a bias "Of here. Course, there's a bias. That's my boy."
And you would, if you were a decent person, the way you talk about a stranger is your true feeling. The way you talk about a person that's your friend or your associate, or you know, or you might need a favor from, that's gonna be different. Now Angel don't know. Now Angel done sat here and said, "Now this is my friend. This is the actress. I can't say what I would normally say." I said, "That's okay, Angel." So just let me be honest.
Listen, you doing all this precursor.
I'm going
to
tell you. So also one point of clarification. I did not watch the whole message, right? He was saying watch the whole message and stuff like that. And here's why. I'm not even saying the point isn't good. That's my argument isn't about that. What the message could be the world's greatest message. That 2-minute piece could still be the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. So he was talking about how Jesus healed the blind man. He made the hawk a loogie sound, and he wiped the spit on the man's face. I do believe that's his brother. I'm pretty sure it's Brenton Todd. Definitely his brother. And he said that in the apology. The spit on the wipe, it was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen on a pulpit.
Jesus!
I have spoken to the Office of Visual Demonstrations in the church. There's been a thorough review. All visual demonstrations have now been put on hold. Mm-hmm. You now have to submit your visual demonstration to the board of representatives and get approval. We've seen a lot of things go awry. People have been falling off ladders. I've seen somebody fall off a cross. I've seen somebody drive a car into a church. There was Jesus flying on a zip line. The more powerful the internet has become, the crazier the visual demonstrations have gone. This one, we have now put a hold on all visual demonstrations until Easter.
If you want, Jesus told parables. He told the visual demonstration. You have to imagine.
But Jesus also, when he was doing the miracles, he spit for real. Now there's
because
a lot of people.
Because he did not have a bottle of Fiji beside him to make the mud wet.
Well, here's the thing. That was a big thing. Jesus spit and made mud. As in a lot of parts of the Bible, there's different books and different stories. Yes, the most popular is Jesus spit on the ground and made mud. But there are other examples where Jesus spit and just wiped direct, no mud pie. Okay, so technically,
this was disgusting. Let me get to
it. I said that.
No, you taking forever, okay? I get it, that's your friend, but god dang, this show is only an hour long. It was disgusting. He was doing it for clout. If we want to be 100,
Angel.
He wanted it to go viral. And it did. And people looking at him like, listen, we are in a whole panty right now.
Hey, that's
okay?
A new one.
We are in a whole panty. I know it's your Ken, but come on.
Hey, my Ken.
But come on. Even I don't even use that much spit when I'm getting stuff off Amar's face. You know, when you do
a
mama,
da, da, da.
Like, even Amar would be like, hey, I will slap you, mama. At the end of the day, I was like, yo, you know, when you're the pastor, it is hard for people to give you correction before you go up. But I was like, is this nigga married? Because I have had to call Marcus down off of things like, hey, what was the idea? No. No, because it's not going to go the way you think it's going to go.
Yeah.
Like, let's visualize this. Let's practice this on baby Chewbacca or baby Yoda.
B-Y.
Let's see what that looks like. It looks nasty. B-Y. And then his spit wasn't fully clear. It has some infection in it, huh? It has some, I just got over COVID in it. Oh, I just got over a cold, or that's what you want to call it, because you don't want to test again to know that you had COVID.
Yeah, it was. It got on his lip.
It got everywhere.
Here's the thing about why it's so nasty. Spit stinks. Your own spit stinks. Mm-hmm. Another person's spit, related or not, that is a lot. COVID or not, in 1998...
It's nasty.
I feel like that would be just as disgusting. I followed an eye doctor, and she was like, the eye doctor in me is just, I mean, you could get conjunctivitis.
It's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, you better go get some antibiotics for your eyes, sir, after this, because you're going to need a healing after this fake healing. This is why I told the people on the live, I'm the touch of the hem of his garment type of Christian. I don't need your spit, God. Let me just touch your clothing.
Well, that's the thing. Like, in the Bible, the people Jesus spit on, there's a cost-benefit analysis. It was gross then, right? But I was blind before.
I don't know if it was gross then. They were having sex in sheep's booties. So there's a lot of different level of disgust. They were.
I know. There's nothing new under the sun. I don't know how you got the sheep's booty.
Because when you said it was disgusting then, I'm like, no, when I think about some of the stuff they did, the fact that God had to be like, hey, also right in there, don't have sex with animals. The fact that had to be a written rule. Hey, guys, we understand they have a hole. Don't put anything in it. Things were way more disgusting then. People weren't wearing deodorant. Some people hadn't even seen running water. So disgusting is a different level.
Oh, not man. Only did y'all not have no shower deodorant, y'all was walking everywhere. Them nether regions was out of this world.
A spit might have felt like a shower back then.
What's a toothbrush back then?
They just chewing on bark, hoping that keeps their teeth somehow clean. But they didn't have all that sugar either.
There was somebody in the gym that was musty today. I almost went home. I said 1, 8.
In bite. So no, Kevin, stop trying to make this lighter.
No, I'm not making it lighter.
You were like, it was disgusting during Jesus' day. Not like this.
No, I'm saying Jesus spitting on somebody was disgusting too. But in the end, if you were blind and Jesus spit on you, like at least when you wipe that off, you were like, wow, that was gross, Jesus. But also, I can see stuff. It's worth it.
I'm not. I'm saying no.
It's yes. The answer,
you're not blind.
All
so
I'm saying is
fair.
You got spit on.
I am actually technically blind, but I paid for LASIK. I said, Lord, that's the blessing I want.
All I'm saying is he got the spit wiped on. There was no healing. There's no.
It was just
like he said his apology. He was still bald. Like if you had an ailment like blindness, and now Jesus spit on you, like Jesus, like imagine if you're blind. Like yo, Jesus, can you hear me? And you hear. You're like yo. What is y'all? You son of man, bro. Mm-mm. You can't just. What about him? Like, was him a garment girl before or after?
I don't know, but I would have been him a garment girl. But this is the difference. He was Jesus. This is just like, I don't like to feel people sweat. Okay. But if Dwayne The Rock Johnson had just finished a workout and was like, hi, Angel, and wanted to give me a hug, I would place my face in a puddle of his sweat on his chest. Because he is Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Mike is not Jesus. So yes, Jesus could spit on me because he's Jesus.
Jesus probably had great breath even back then.
Absolutely.
They're like, Jesus, what are you doing? I'm son of God. God, don't at me.
Just like if a baby drool on you, you don't be getting too pissed off about it because it's baby drool.
That's true.
Not grown man who then probably had some coffee to drink. You know, he could have did something strange with his wife before church to get his whole, you know,
that's why Melissa
energy
said, I don't drink after married people.
She shouldn't drink after no people.
Yeah, but especially married people. Married people eat butt.
So do single folk. That's what I'm saying.
Single folk do eat butt.
That's why I said she shouldn't drink after nobody.
Different butt.
That's what I'm trying to say.
People be eating butt.
I am just saying that I'm not sure what was going on through. Because at any time, he could have aborted. Because he took his time.
He did 2 spits.
He took his time. He was like, are you disgusted? How about get more?
You know, when somebody sent it to me, and like I read the caption in my mind, I was like, okay, clearly they've miscaptioned this. Like, there's no, oh my God. Mm-mm. Oh, he really spit. Okay, he won't wipe. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. You did two things I would have never.
And then he did this. He did this.
He did that.
This is when I wanted to run up on stage and just tackle him.
He was heating it up.
He was like, but would you turn away? I'm going to slap. First of all, he's got a loyal flock. Yeah. Because they did groan. But if I was in that flock, you would have heard loud cussing.
Call out to Christ.
I've been like, Jesus, strike him down. Strike him down, Lord.
Not straight to strike him down?
Yes, because this is not right.
I don't know how he didn't throw up.
I don't either.
I would have projectile vomited all over that podium.
When my kids were young and they would like throw up or doo-doo nasty and you'd be like, have to clean it. Even Monty. Like, I'd be like, boy, what is wrong with you? Like, I'm a dog, man. It's crazy. I eat food, bugs, paper. There's a lot of stuff going on in here. I'd be having a sensitive, like, nose. And his brother was like, ooh.
I don't know how.
And it dripped. And then it was on his lip. One time me and Melissa were talking to this one of the elders at our church when we first started dating. And he spit on accident.
Right.
And it got on her lip, and she was like,
my mother is a pastor. My sisters are pastors and ministers. Never.
Well, that's the thing I thought about, Angel. Like you were saying earlier, you have to know that this VD, visual demonstration, is coming. What? So the pitch, my brother, I love him. If he was my pastor, and he was like, all right, Kev, I'm finna change the game with this one. Here's what I need. I'm gonna spit in my hand, right? I'm gonna do this, talk about this Jesus with the blind man. I'm gonna spit in my hand. I'm gonna wipe it on your face. I've been like, what's gonna be the spit? Like, you gonna like water? No, I'm gonna spit for real, because you know, sometimes with God, it's gonna get nasty. But then why you spit on my face? You know those big men that you fight, the like George, that Tony Baker's always smacking with no arms? Mm-hmm. Why you don't wipe on that?
Yeah.
Because then people will, like, that's one of the things in the Bible, we get it. Right. A lot of them I get are hard to visualize. And when you do it, you be like, oh, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. That one, even reading it in the Bible, I was like, JC.
I've been like, why don't you put the spit on your face? Be both people. Be the blind person and be Jesus. So I'd be like, well, why you got to be Jesus? How about we have a water bottle be Jesus? And the water bottle goes kiss, kiss, in your face. I don't even like when my mama asked me to sing, much less I'm going to have you come up here for a visual demo. No. No. Yeah. I'm not. I have a good, strong no in me. Mm-hmm. That's a gift. I'm not doing it. No. Mm-hmm. So I really wonder why it took seeing it in the backlash for him to be like, yeah, it was disgusting. I should have done it. I'm like, how did you not see? You are a visionary.
I think like he said in his apology, and we'll get to that after the break, he's so committed to trying to represent the God.
Oh, sorry. He's so committed.
To represent.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. He's so committed to exposure. Yes, go ahead. I'm so sorry. I'll wait. I'll get this ad queued up. You go ahead.
To representing the gospel in a different way that sometimes you don't know where the line is, right?
Is that what happens?
You're so committed to
gospel. Where's the line?
I don't know.
Where's the line? I mean, I bet you if it was a demonstration about how somebody laid with their wife, he wouldn't be like, and this is how they laid. The angel came down and said, you will be with child, right? But he was still getting it. He was still getting it, right? I bet you that line is a lot clearer, huh? I bet.
The Funko Pops did not sign up for that demonstration.
I bet they were able to figure out that line. And for everybody who was traumatized by that video, we asked you to come on and check out Talkspace. Talkspace is a sponsor of today's podcast. When it comes to your mental health, the best way to see a lasting progress is to get support from a licensed therapist who can show you the way forward step by step. Here's the thing. If you struggle with keeping your New Year's resolution, beating yourself up won't help. Learning to accept the moments when you slip up along the way is key to lasting progress. Talking to a therapist can help. Let me tell you, I truly am really, really happy with how, especially in the Black community, talking about mental health has become less, there's less shame around it, mm-hmm. and it's becoming normalized. However, it's not enough just to talk about mental health. You actually need to work with an expert licensed therapist to really get your mental health on the right track so that you know that you're able to achieve the goals that you want to have in life, to be happy in life, because we all have gone through a lot. And even if we haven't, it's still nice to know that you can really set your mind to something and you have someone there to help you along the way. You wouldn't go to your buddy who's really good into Law and Order for legal advice, hopefully. And the same goes for your mental health. Talkspace treats your privacy and security as their top priority. You get access to a private virtual room with just you and your therapist. Send messages 24/7 and get replies throughout the day. No need to wait for weekly appointments. Make mental health a part of your daily routine with Talkspace. Visit Talkspace and get $100 off your first month when you use promo code Crew with a K.
Crew with a K.
At sign up. That's $100 off at Talkspace. Promo code Crew with a K.
Crew with a K.
But yeah, I'm glad he apologized. I'm glad he did. I'm glad he didn't, what you call it, like double down and be like, no. This is the visual that was needed because of the, you know, I'm glad he was, even though I wish he would have saw prior to, you know what I'm saying? Because for me, being someone who doesn't know him, never met him, never talked to him. I mean, I know he's human, so I'm not trying to put him on a pedestal. I would be questioning a lot of the decisions he made in life, but I'm glad that he didn't double down and say, you know, the saints, y'all just don't understand what the Lord was trying to say.
So people in the comments on Patreon, which you can join, are saying, Kev, stop defending him. Kev, stop. Listen, let me give you a little bit of insight. I'm gonna give him insight. No.
Come on, Kevin.
And I'm gonna tell you why. And you can disagree with me. I have been the victim of ridicule on the internet. Okay. Right? I haven't been attacked like this, not attacked, but I haven't been in the limelight like this yet, by the grace of God, knock on wood, also pray. When the internet is mad at you, it is the worst feeling. So I don't want to. I said it was gross. It's gross. I wouldn't let nobody spit on me, brother or not. T.D. Jakes, my favorite pastor, YPJ. YPJ probably my favorite pastor. But T.D. Jakes, I respect a lot. Noel the Jones. Okay? No. Pastor or not. I wouldn't let my wife spit on my her hand and wipe it on my face.
All right.
Song of Solomon. I want to spit on it.
I was like, what? What is he getting ready to say?
I wouldn't let her spit on her hand and wipe my face.
Listen, you paused, and I was just like, where's this going?
Noom.clam. So I'm telling y'all now, and here's the second part I wanted to talk about. So he apologized. Here's one thing I know about the internet. This is, I find things very funny. When this happened, all day Sunday, he better apologize. He better apologize. He better apologize. I said in my mind, he gonna have to apologize. I would be surprised if he went a whole day. You can't just address it. You have to.
You can't let that sweep under the rug.
You 24 hours. He has to.
That's not okay. People are gonna forget
big.
This.
It was too big.
Yes.
In my mind, I'm like, no matter what his apology is, people are going to say his apology is not good enough. Everybody becomes a body language expert. He uses a little humor in his apology, which is something I probably would have done. Spit happens. I was like, ah.
When the spit hits the fan.
That's what he said. When the spit hits the fan. I was like, clever. I know he had to have a PR meeting with the team, you know. He's too in tune with the internet to not go. You shouldn't let them Funko Pops there on the ground for the visual demonstration.
You know, Lisa, so, I apologize for the visual demonstration.
No matter what his apology was, people were still going to be mad at his apology. I felt like he apologized as well as you possibly could. I don't know if I would have went with humor, but also I'm a comedian, so I think I can get away with stuff that people don't. Angel, put it down.
I'm sorry.
Just put it down until we're done. Now, you did a major point. They are not going up. They don't want to do what you want them to do. Now, hush. So no matter what he said, people are going to be like, that's not genuine. This is that. Here's also something I don't like. Y'all stop lying and saying this is why you left the church. You left the church 12 years ago.
That's definitely not.
You did not leave the church because Mike Todd, you ain't been here in 10 years.
Mike Todd was exactly in college why. When you were in church.
You seen somebody spit in their hand and wipe it on somebody, some pastor that wasn't yours.
Right.
When you quit the church 12 years ago, this is why.
This has nothing to do with you and God.
Stop. Just say you stopped going because you want to stop. This is exactly why.
Right.
It isn't.
Sleep in on Sundays and turn up on. Come on.
It's not. Just say you stopped because you stopped.
Yeah, people just be
y'all like, blaming a man in a you blaming a man in the future for the past decision you made.
They're like you.
Your
that's
home
why God
pastor
called
me of 112
out.
People didn't let you preach or whatever the reason was. And had Mike Todd wasn't even the pastor when you quit church.
He wasn't even.
And it be
a preacher.
Here's the thing. This is another thing. Mark Moore actually had a good point about this.
What'd he say?
He was saying he had a whole bunch of points. He said he let preachers spit on him for free in prayer lines, not on this, but people in church get spit on.
Oh, yeah.
You get out-of-town preachers. There's a lot of things where I'm like, there's people spit on me so much, I'd be like, that prayer's out.
Somebody,
I can't. There's no way it works.
Patreon said, I left because of work and sex.
Yeah. There you go.
Let's get some real reasons on.
Yeah.
I was tired of feeling guilty. I was smashing this woman, or I was letting this man smash me.
Church was too far away, and I didn't feel like...
Church was too far away. Church was long.
I already driving up during the week.
The pastor pissed me off. They wouldn't let me. Let's get some real reasons in here. The whole pastor that is somebody on social media did something to you, and this is why. Joel Osteen, the reason I quit. A pastor in Houston didn't open his doors in 2019. That's why you stopped going in 2011?
They're like, yeah, there we go.
Okay? So that's one thing. Here's the other thing. And listen, I'm not saying that you're good outweighs your bad. Mm-hmm. But just like news, Mike Todd and them gave away $7 million on Christmas, which was like less than
a month ago.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. That didn't hit. Nobody cared in the grand scheme of the world, right? $7 million actual dollars, people's
That's
lives was actually
crazy.
Changed. My point here is this. It doesn't absolve him from the grossness and the wrongness of that act.
Absolutely.
But my
doesn't.
Point is, you didn't, when they gave away $7 million and they gave away millions, this is like the third year in a row. This ain't why. This is why I joined the church, because we give. This is why I joined. It's always, this is why I left, because it did something bad. The things that pastors do well never gets the same light as the things that go wrong.
People just wake up and want to be angry all day.
Yeah, but two things can be true. That $7 million could have changed people's life, and that spit could have still been disgusting. Mm-hmm. Let's just call a thing and be honest about both. And I didn't say nothing about both. And I'm guilty as well. I ain't going to hold you. We didn't cover the $7 million. But I saw that spit. I said, well, that number one topic
that's
tomorrow.
That's got to be on here.
So I ain't even exempt. But let's just not stand on ceremony, Mr. Wayne. Right? And the reason I'm light with him, because I know my day when I get dragged is coming. And I need people to take it easy with me. Now, a lot of people in the world are never going to be dragged like this, because they're never going to be in the spotlight like this.
Right.
I am already draggable. I know there's people waiting in the wings for me to slip up.
Ooh,
oh,
yes they are.
They wait. Let me and Melissa not make it. He never loved her. I saw the way he shaved his head. He was going to leave her one day. I knew he wasn't. There's somebody been waiting. When something go wrong, people always say, I always knew what something about him. Oh, I always let me make a mistake, make a bad movie, a bad show, slip up, cuss out loud in public.
Live. There we go. Okay.
Let me slip up. He ain't never been a good Christian. This is why I stopped following him years ago. He ain't wrong. He used to be a minister. I know my day is coming. So I'm trying to prepare the people to be kind to me.
We were just talking about angry Twitter last week too at the office, Kev.
I'm low key kind of, if I could find another way to get podcast topic and video topics, I probably would stop Twitter.
I'm telling you, you can't hire somebody to do it. Wait just a minute. Go
get your thoughts in. Remind me about the article about Twitter.
That's what I was trying to bring up, but go ahead.
What I was going to say is, when I start my podcast, there's the thing. I'm going to take it easy on you when it's when you're getting dragged.
Not the mug. It's limited edition. Thank you.
There's the thing.
When I start my podcast, there's the thing. And you getting dragged, I will take it easy on you.
Just take it easy on my angel.
I'll be like, oh, he messed up. He did. Bad. Moving on. That'll be my...
It's easy. It's easy to... I mean, and listen, there's no defending this. Like, all jokes aside.
No.
If I knew Mike well enough to hit him, mm-hmm. I would have been like, my God.
You could hit him.
I don't know.
I think you could.
In times of crisis, I don't know.
I think on this one, because you're not coming at him like, you are horrible, but hey, buddy, what were you thinking?
Maybe I should have. Because I've hit my friends when they've been getting dragged. And my friends have hit me. They'd be like, I see you out here. Even when the G community was mm-hmm. destroying me, a couple of my friends hit me up and they'd be like, whoo, day on you, ain't it, Kev? You going to be good. Even a couple of my gay friends was like, nah, you messed up. You're going to have to take a couple L's for a little bit. You're going to lick your wounds for a little bit, but I still love you.
Your eyebrows look like they've disappeared for some reason with that.
Is it this beanie?
I think the beanie is making them look lighter.
Yeah, I got a photo shoot tomorrow.
I didn't even know. You need friends like me that don't pay attention to the internet. I was like, are they talking about you?
You were like, you knew. You just didn't know. Because I came in the podcast for a couple of weeks.
You told me. You had to tell me. Oh. I was not aware of
Because you don't be on the internet.
Yeah.
On Twitter, at least.
I said, I could see why that was problematic. I was like, definitely. You were like, I didn't. I said, apparently.
Y'all, why are y'all saying I'm defending? How am I defending? By not going hard? I feel like I said it. People keep saying stop defending. I feel like I said it was bad. I'm just not defending and not going hard are two separate things. I feel like I said that was gross and disgusting. I'm not going hard. Angel, going hard. I'm not going hard.
Because he's not my friend. If he would trust and believe, if he was my friend, I am loyal to a fault.
Let me spit on Josh.
I'll be like, Kevin got a lisp.
You're not going to spit on him.
He got a lisp and he can't even help it. It's a disability. And so what y'all not going to do to my friend, that's where it would be at. But
also it's hard to go hard on somebody who's already apologized.
Yes, it is. You can still go hard even when they apologize.
If you keep going hard on, like, what are you doing?
Well,
like,
you can't win.
What's the point?
In the internet, you can't
just
win.
Just because you're not completely aligned with whoever's not mad about, or whoever's mad about you not going hard enough. Like, that's, I don't know. That's internet bias.
Well, you also can't win. Like, people just want to be mad. And there's a lot of people who just don't like Mike Todd for a myriad of reasons.
Right. And they're waiting on stuff like this to always happen.
T. Grizzly, Josh.
Mm-hmm. Praying on it.
I think you just have to sit in the fact, Kevin, that like, no, you've made your stance of, I'm not going to drag him.
I'm not going to drag him.
That's
and you drag him all you want. Angel sat here in a very funny visual demonstration. Which brings me to my next thought.
What?
I thought that could probably be the worst visual demonstration. Mm-hmm. What could be worse than that? What in the Bible seen visually could be worse than that?
Anything sexual.
Lot's wife with the angels?
Lot's wife.
I mean, not Lot's wife. Lot's...
David and old girl.
David and Bathsheba.
Uh-huh. There's a couple... I think anything sexual, I would leave.
Is there anybody, theologians in my thing, in this watching or live or later... You know, the whole Samson, Delilah laid his head in his lap. Is that all he did or is that a euphemism?
It could be.
I'm sure laying next to the WAP is, you know, there's euphemisms in the Bible. Mm-hmm. One of my PhD friends who's seminary, he told me that Boaz, the whole Boaz story, laying at the feet of the bed, we think that's all it meant. Mm-hmm. But he said, this is not me, this is theologian person. Mm-hmm. He said that meant giving head. And I said, what you talking? He said, remember the song Knock in the Boots? And I was like, yeah. He's like, what did that mean? I was like, having sex. He was like, do you think your son would know what Knock in the Boots means? And I'd be like, nah, he would think it means Knock in the Boots. He was like, yeah. So if you translate the Bible into this time and that time, what that really meant was giving head or at least something about sex. She didn't really just lay at the feet. And I thought myself, well, then did Samson do more with Delilah? Because you can't tell me she just was braiding hair good. And give him massages and he threw his whole power away. I feel like he might have smelled that thing and maybe licked upon it.
But this is what, see, you stop right there. I go back to our conversation earlier of how a lot of them did not have running water or weren't near rivers in the stench.
Yeah. And they probably wasn't waxing or shaving.
Oh, why would they? This having hair is natural. It wasn't until we got to this age where they're like, rip it off, because we got draws and stuff. But that just makes me want to vomit. It was just the thought of that earthy musk that they're walking around.
But here's my thing, though, Angel. Huh? To that point, if everybody's musty, nobody's musty.
Right.
If you were in the Bible days, you wouldn't think people are musty because
the veil has always been lifted off of my eyes, okay?
Even
back then, he'd be like, where's her veil at? I'd be like, it fell off. I don't got the veil no more. That's disgusting.
But that's only relative because we smell good now.
Whatever you want to call it.
It's telling nasty. You, if you were the only person who took baths and perfume, you would stink.
No.
Amongst the Bible. Yes, because it'd be like, what is this? White diamonds in the Bible days?
The perfume might stink.
But you wearing the perfume.
Clean skin.
Nah, clean skin stinks when everybody's skin is dirty. Nah. They'd like, what is that?
They'd be trying to get at me. I want to go to her garden. I'd be like, I know. I know because I washed today and I'm going to wash tomorrow too. I know it's a month, every month for you. What demonstration would be like something you wouldn't want to do?
Cutting the ear off.
If they really cut
the ear off? If they cut somebody's ear off for real.
Sacrificing a child, Abraham?
Oh,
but he didn't do it, though. He almost did it.
But he took him up there?
He did, and I feel like he did this.
If somebody cocked a gun at a child, like, it's the same thing.
Oh.
To, like, do the Abraham
demonstration? A loaded
gun? Yeah. Like, it was that, Abraham was that close. I would kill.
That visual,
I would kill that pastor.
That visual would probably be too much.
I would actually kill that pastor, and I'd be like, you better have used policy genius before I kill you.
That's
because
right.
Your family is not about to have anybody or anyone to take care of them. But policy genius said, hey, now is the time to get your affairs in order, to make sure that those people who rely on your financial support, whether it's a child or aging parent or even a business partner, you need life insurance. Life insurance can give you the peace of mind that if something happens to you or your loved one who is in who have a financial cushion to pay for things like rent, mortgage payments, loans, education costs, and everything expenses. I personally am about to use Policy Genius because I need to up my policy now that me and my husband work together.
Y'all do in more ways than one.
Yeah, amen. Our finances are more intertwined than ever. So I am a huge part of how our house brings an income. So if something happens to me, something's happened to everybody. So I'm definitely using Policy Genius to be able to get my policies in order so I can make sure if anything happens to me that my kids, my husband, and even my mother are taken care of. So this is how it works. Click the link in the description or head to policygenius.com and answer a few questions about yourself. In minutes, you can work out how much life insurance coverage you need and compare personalized quotes to find your best price. You could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. Policy Genius has thousands of five-star reviews across Google and Trustpilot. Since 2014, Policy Genius has helped over 30 million people shop for insurance and placed $120 billion in coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you can save. And then after you do that and you're feeling good, play that music. I'm walking on sunshine because you're going to be feeling great. But how are you going to listen to it? You're going to listen to it with some Raycons. That's right.
Yeah, you are.
A lot of people didn't even make resolutions this year. And you know what? I get it. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't still find a way to shake things up, whether it's by switching up your workout routine or going someplace new. Whatever way you challenge yourself this year, there's no better way to do it than a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears. Raycon wireless earbuds are the best way to bring audio with you because no matter how much you shake things up, literally no matter how much you shake, you know they won't fall out of your ears.
That's right.
Their everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. There's also awareness mode for when you need to listen to your surroundings, so you can take Raycons with you wherever you go. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, those earbuds are so comfortable and they will not budge. Trust me. I need the gel tip. You know these hard earbuds people are using?
Oh, it's I can't do it, Angel.
My ear holes are too small. The Lord didn't make me that way. I'm tight. Okay, in the ear holes. So I need the gel tips, amen? And so being able to have the gel tips that are perfect for the size, I'm able to wear them for a long time instead of having to take them out because I'm having sensitivity in my ear. And they stay in because a lot of times the smaller earbuds, they are so small that they just fall out. And you're just like, why am I even doing this? I just lost a pair. Like, you don't want to have to go through all that. And Raycon is like, don't worry about it, boo. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. You can do the shake test. And you'll see, they ain't going to fall out. Raycon offers 8 hours of playtime in 32-hour battery life. And they're priced just right. You get quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. It's no wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 48,000 five-star reviews. Right now, here's the thing, listeners, get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/SK.
SK.
That's buyraycon.com/SK.
SK.
To save 15% on Raycons. buyraycon.com/SK.
SK.
SK.
Moving on.
Moving on.
The NAACP Image Awards nominations just came out. By the grace of God, I am nominated again.
Back to back.
Back to back.
Come on.
Thank you, NAACP Image Awards.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stage Crew. Thank you, Patreon. The nominees are...
Oh, she up here again.
You no.
No.
Unique Jones Gibson, good friend of mine.
The one person I love.
LaRon Hines. Are you smart, Drabia? Yes.
Oh.
Unique Jones Gibson is created culture tags. I can't remember the name of her other business. Lene Vanee, which is parking lot pimping. And
the
person who will likely beat me.
Who's going to take it.
If I lose again.
The one person I thought.
Terrell Grice was also nominated. And let me tell y'all what. I'm going to tell y'all straight up and down. Stage Crew, listen to me.
Vote now, please.
Vote now.
Don't wait.
If I lose to Terrell or anybody else, Josh, single me out. If I lose this award again for this same category, NAACP Image Award people, don't put me on the ballot no more.
They gonna put you on there again.
Don't you put me, and I'm not even saying I deserve to win. I'm gonna campaign like I did last time, the same way I did. I feel the same way I did when I saw Tab on the ballot. I said, God dang it.
Somebody said Terrell. Oh, man.
Now, Josh, you know our meme.
Oh.
Terrell, he done had the million subs.
Oh.
Everybody loves him. I love him.
You were a guest spot on the million subs, man.
I mean, God.
Oh.
I need to shave, but that beanie's hot.
No, you can win this, though.
I'm going to tell y'all right now, I'm super competitive.
You can win this one.
To be nominated is a pleasure, is a blessing. If I lose again, and all these people are great. If I lose again, don't put me up there no more. Just let me go on.
If we lose again, the next morning we ride at dawn.
No, let me tell you why you're
going to
win.
NAACP Image Award offices, and I'm throwing three eggs, and then I'm going to apologize and clean the windows off.
Let me tell you why I'm almost certain you're going to win. Let's see this hairline, first of all. Don't hide it.
No, because I got a photo shoot tomorrow, and I was going to shave yesterday, but then I would have to shave again today.
That's fine, you didn't, though. Let's see what it looks like.
This is where I'm going to lose.
Oh, great.
You look like a little boy man. Let me tell you why you're not going to lose. Terrell is mainly popular for people your age and younger.
Okay.
Mainly people younger. You, now granted, not all these people know how to vote. You are popular with people from 70 to 7.
My people is looking down their phone. Kev, you don't. Let me. My voters is, hey, you know, let me see where Kev.
Yeah, but listen, somebody show them, if their granddaughter show them how to do it, they going to vote for you.
I need Dorothy May.
Dorothy May? You don't think Dorothy May ain't about to vote for you from her five different email accounts?
Right. She about to run a campaign.
Dog.
So, yeah, I think you actually have a way better chance than you did last year. First of all, let's really think about Tab's numbers. Would it? I mean, the number of people that follow
12 million.
Tab, that's what she's got over across all platforms.
12 million.
And you were neck and neck because I know the numbers.
12 million.
You were neck and neck with somebody at 12 million. Terrell is amazing. I'm a fan.
I love Terrell. I think he's one of the greatest entertainer, producer, content creators of our generation.
I think he's amazing. He ain't no 12 million.
But you don't need 12 million. You need 1 million strong. You need 50,000 who is crazy. And more than
you,
a lot.
What do you call these people?
Oh,
in
I'm
here?
Not a stage crew. Okay. This ain't nothing against the stage okay. crew. I'm just saying, Terrell okay. people, they love Terrell.
Terrell won't give you a fight, but I think you got it this year.
If I lose, I'm going to get one of them NAACP Image Awards, a replica. I'm going to spit on it, and I'm going to wipe it on.
You're going to be like, get that.
And I'm going to tell the people, decline me. Okay? Right. Don't put me on. How J. Cole and them do when they don't want to be on the Grammys? On the Gram Cracker.
The what?
They don't submit. When J. Cole and them don't want to be on the Grammys, what they do? Just,
they tell their peoples don't submit the music.
Don't submit my image. Don't submit my personality if I lose again.
You about to win.
By the way, Stage Crew, I'm working on something. We talked in the Patreon about this. We're working on something. We just, y'all know what I'm talking about. Listen to Kat. You'll be able to start voting soon. I can't have my heart broken again. I had a suit on, Angel. People was in my house ready to celebrate.
I had a meme created.
Oh, my God.
Yes. You went viral off of the loss.
That was from that party.
Yes.
But Kevin,
I'm not having no party again also.
But Kevin.
Not doing it.
You thought you were going to beat Tab?
No, knew I was. That's why we had the party.
Okay,
I had a suit on in my house.
And then you just came in and I had all the buttons.
And we're all there like with the cameras.
And then it was on a time delay. Uh-huh. So I had to watch myself lose. I came out of the room and then it was on TV and I lost again in the living room. I had to watch myself lose twice within 2 minutes. I tried to wait in my room, but the delay was really long.
Listen, Terrell, you gonna have to campaign like you're campaigning against Tab again, but you got this. Tab was not coming. If Tab had not put it like his head, if Tab not campaigned, you would have actually won. But if Tab Terrell actually had to campaign to beat you.
If Terrell campaigns, he gonna have Stevie Wonder on the blue wall.
You gonna get Mike to spit in your face. Hey, I need
Will
you
Will Smith, I never asked you for nothing.
That's a good one.
Come on here on Here's the Thing and vote. What is it called when like presidents have people who like not ambassadors?
Yeah, I know we're talking about endorsements.
And I need some endorsements.
Tab is about to endorse you.
Nigga. She might endorse Terrell.
Could you imagine?
She would endorse you. Even though I'm sure she loves Terrell.
Tab beat me with sunshine in her heart and lemonade, pitcher of lemonade. Tab beat me and then was like, it's all right. You knew you was going to do your best.
Yes.
I was just, Tab was like wrestling your older brother. Try as you might. You know, if they just decide this is over, it's over.
That's exactly what she was like. You know what? Let's go ahead and seal this because.
The morning of, I was like, baby. Oh,
this the baby. Sweet smell.
I was like, it was 2 days before, Josh. Her mom, when she talked about her mom.
That was it.
Oh, yeah.
That was the.
She did it with enough time left to vote.
That was it. That was it. Because Kevin was in the lead, though. That got to make you do that. Because you should not have been nowhere near her numbers.
That's true.
But you
that's
should like, not have been.
The Atlanta Falcons were in the lead of the Super Bowl until they weren't.
Right. But
it was 28-3, Kev. And then all people remember is. It's the people who won, not who was in the lead.
But you should have never been in the lead.
And I never should have let it.
That was like, I should not have ever made that shot in that basketball challenge. But it happened because I'm cold with it.
I was looking back at that the other day. I was like, how she did that?
I did it, though.
I was like,
I did it, though. Did it. So I think, yes, Terrell is definitely somebody that you ain't going to be able to sit back on your feet and just be like, hey, stage crew, go handle it. You're going to have to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, go get Mike. Tell him I need you to do the demonstration one more time. However, we're going to cut from you spitting and put water in your hand. Gay. That's what you got to do.
I'm not underestimating the stage crew, guys. What is Terrell's fan called? The blue.
I don't know.
I pay for his YouTube thing.
You better start getting endorsements from all of these black. You better call Jackie.
I'm going to call Jackie. I'm going to call Barack Hussein Obama.
Call all of them.
Barack. Yes, Kevin. I need you to endorse me. People of America.
Yeah.
I need you to vote for Kev.
I'm going to call Beyonce for you.
Call her.
She's not going to pick up, but I'm going to call her.
Call Brisha's Webb.
Oh, Brisha would definitely do a video.
Call Brisha Webb. What is she doing? Making 17 movies again a month?
Absolutely.
Brisha make more movies than times I go to Chick-fil-A, and I go 5 times a week.
Do you really?
I go a lot. The egg white chicken grills.
Every week?
Mm-hmm.
They gonna get
I get a lot of egg white chicken grills.
Those aren't bad.
Those are great. They're like $2.70. Also, I just want to be honest with myself and tell y'all, the reduced fat turkey bacon sandwich at Starbucks
amazing.
Is the
best.
No. Why it tastes like rubber. It?
Yes, I love it.
It's terrible, Angel.
No, I love it.
There's nothing good about it.
Everything. The egg, the cheese is melted.
The
I love
muffin is all
No, you got to get the bacon tasty. Gouda at least.
I got the bacon gouda this morning.
That bacon gouda got that fluffy egg.
You know
like
what
that.
I be getting at Starbucks a lot? The peanut butter and jelly box.
That's not bad. Sometimes it be sitting too long and the jelly melts through the bread. It's
I
like,
need them to treat it like a school lunch and put the butter.
It's almost a little nostalgic, though. It is like school lunch-esque.
I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Can't go wrong with a good PB&J. Oh, yeah. I
love Starbucks. Do y'all remember when Starbucks didn't sell food?
Yeah, I remember when they didn't sell anything other than coffee because I never went in there.
Remember they didn't sell even, they only sold hot coffee at first.
Yeah, and it stank.
And then I never went in there in Washington. It blew up there, obviously, before everywhere else. Yeah. And I was like, I don't drink coffee like that. I still don't drink coffee like that. Mm. But when they added food, I said, I'm going to come in here a little bit. When and then The refresher
changed my world.
When they brought the refresher in, I was like, now y'all got a customer.
Come on. That's why they've got a hold on me.
Was a gamer.
Oh, that you do a too. Frappuccino? Mm. I can't do any coffee-based thing, even though the refresher is coffee-based.
The strawberry frappuccino ain't coffee-based.
What is in it?
That was strawberries and cream one, or like a double chocolate chip.
But what's in it then?
It's just,
I don't think there's any. Like I think it's just milk and strawberry flavor.
Oh,
hold on, it's Tab. Mute it real quick. Tab. Okay. Yeah. I had to put y'all on silent because I didn't know what Tab was going to say.
Right.
But just let me know.
She'd be like, Kevin, you take it down. And you get it from everybody.
Tab believes in me. She's going to be my first super endorser.
Man.
They just put a whole bunch of avocados in the chat.
Yeah,
she's so dope. She's so dope.
Anyway, y'all, we got to go for it twice as hard. Okay? We got to vote double the votes.
The people need this.
People need it. My confidence can't take it.
No.
Use the email that you have for your Finstagram. Use your regular email. Use your work email.
All the different emails you use for Netflix. Use all those.
And Kev on Stage Studios.
And Kev on Stage Studios.
Because y'all be doing that. Y'all be sharing the passwords. Mm-hmm.
Get all of it. We got to get shirts made, Kevin.
We need to do. I'm going.
Merch. We should do a merch drop.
Yeah.
But we got to drop it like the week of. That way people don't forget.
When is it? It comes out February 26th. Okay.
I was really mad, though, that I don't know why they don't let me vote in that category.
Well,
but you can vote as a person.
We got to figure out.
No, I'm saying for the nominations.
Oh.
We need like a 4.5-week campaign?
We need to time it right. Tab had a great campaign, but she also timed it perfectly.
It was chef's kiss.
And my sister-in-law Mel said you got to give a speech again and cry, but do it the day before this time.
I cried too early.
I peaked too early.
You posted it too, but you wouldn't have. But no. It wouldn't have mattered.
It wouldn't matter.
Your story would never be
Tab.
Tab.
Let me tell you what I got this year that I didn't have last year. Monty.
Money? Oh. Then Monty's not going to do it.
Monty, with a little tie?
Monty, he already said he endorsed
What if I teach Monty how Twitter. To speak human
English? You're going to have to pull that one early.
What hello, if Monty was humans. Like, woof, Kevin is my dad. I love this family.
A woof.
I came from an abusive home. And he took me in. He gave me a bandana.
He did.
And now I do in the garage and I eat paper. Yesterday, Monty was eating a dollar that fell on the ground.
That ridiculous. Your dog is that wealthy.
A dollar?
That
a dollar
it eats money.
You just have dollars lying on the ground?
A dollar fell out of Isaiah's wallet.
Isaiah has money in his wallet?
Y'all are ridiculous. I think
your kids don't have no money.
Why?
What do they need money for?
Isaiah's in 10th grade. Kids in 10th grade have money.
He don't need no money.
He can't go anywhere.
He went go-karting with his friends. He was literally driving.
Whatever. I do think with Tab, you are definitely having her as an endorsement is what you need. She is like sunshine.
She is. That's literally why her thing is called sunshine.
You need her to just pour the sunshine of Kev on stage across all of her followers, have them take it into their veins like Liquid IV, who's a sponsor of today's podcast. Liquid IV.
Angel,
I'm telling you right now. What you said? It's helping me reach my New Year's resolution.
All of those.
The resolution will not be televised.
Listen, especially because I've changed up my fitness routine. I'm doing a lot of the Peloton. Staying hydrated after all that sweating is so important, especially with me getting ready to do crafts and cocktails. Hydration is very important. The new year is here, and there's no better way to kick off 2022 than making sure you're feeling like your best self. One goal I have for myself this year is to get in the best shape of my life. And I'll be doing that with the help of my favorite hydration product, Liquid IV. Liquid IV, it's great tasting. They have amazing products. It comes in the 16 ounces, right?
Yep.
And it contains 5 essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C. You're able to, like, just if you want to take one in the morning, like as part of your morning routine or like right before a workout. It also helps if you have a hangover. Okay.
Yeah, it does.
excuse me. It has 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. It's designed to enhance rapid absorption of water and other key ingredients into the bloodstream. Liquid IV has donated over 19 million servings globally. Grab Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code CREW WITH A K at checkout.
Now, let me tell y'all real quick before Angel finishes. When we came back from Europe, I had the coconut Liquid IV. Mm-hmm. I had put some water in the fridge there. Mm-hmm. I could put the coconut water in there because I was sluggish. I was sluggish and I couldn't really move. I was on a different time zone. You know, when we came back, I had to go straight to work.
Yes,
and I was like, okay, first of all, I'm feeling refreshed, but it tastes good as well.
Yeah,
I don't even traditionally like coconut flavored thing, but the coconut with that Liquid IV.
I
said, what you talking? You know, I'm getting older, Angel. I'm closing in on 40.
You are. And I've been there for a little bit.
You've been there for a little bit. You need energy. I'm going to need energy on this campaign when this NAACP Image Award.
Yes.
And I'm going to need Liquid IV to help restore me. Restore what the locust and the cankerworm have taken.
Come on. Get out. I personally like the caramel apple the most because, like yourself, I'm not usually a coconut type of girl. But they have so many. They got watermelon flavor, acai, berry, blah, 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 passion fruit, all the things. Lemon lime. Okay, but no, that's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code CREW with a K.
CREW with a K.
At liquidiv.com.
Liquid IV.
Experience better hydration today at liquidiv.com. Promo code CREW with a K.
CREW with a K. All right, moving on. Jamie Lynn Spears is in the news and actually unrelated to Britney Spears. She has a problem with Elon Musk and Tesla for killing her cats. Listen to her video.
Somebody's got to let you on. Elon Musk know that the Tesla is a secret cat killer, and it's a problem that we've really got to fix. We have now lost, I don't even want to tell you how many cats, because they don't hear the Tesla crank, and unfortunate things happen, and it's really devastating and tragic for everyone involved. So, since the Tesla is so quiet, maybe he could, like, make one of those noises that, like, bother cat or animal ears when it cranks up, so that way they know something's happening and they aren't caught off guard and things don't end in a very tragic way. So, you know, Elon Musk, let's figure this out. I mean, You owe me a couple cats.
So if you couldn't understand clearly, Jamie Lynn Spears is saying Elon Musk owes her a couple cats. Multiple cats have died because the Tesla is quiet. And apparently the cats don't either hear it. I don't know if she's running over the cats.
Of course she is.
Or she is carbon monoxiding them, dioxiding them.
How would that be happening?
There's no...
Okay, so she's running them over. Yes. That is definitely a carbon engine.
Zero emissions.
So my first question is, that's a fantastic point. So if you can't commit suicide with the Tesla...
No.
I wonder if somebody's sitting there like...
It would be a, well,
it would be
a
very long attempt, is what it would be.
If you were just like, man, this thing's... Anyway, beside the point. I want to tell Jamie Lynn something. You should check behind your car for the cats.
Well,
after one cat passes away from you hitting it with your Tesla,
there's literally 2, 4, 5, 8 cameras.
Yeah,
on the car.
Jeez,
there is a sound that your car makes to let people know. I mean, it sounds like a spaceship when you back up in reverse, since it doesn't have an engine or any other sounds. That there's a designated sound for when the car's in reverse.
Sorry.
Like beeps or something?
Yeah, I mean, it like hums really loud. But why are you not?
I don't know how this, whatever happened the first time, right? And I'll give you as a tragedy the first time. Monty used to, when we first got him, I used to open the door to the garage and the garage at the same time, and he would run out and he'd run outside. After that happening, I was like, oh, he could potentially run out into the street and get hurt. So now I open the door to the garage. I make sure he's out, close the door, and then I open the garage. Mm. That way, even if he runs in there, which he does sometimes, he can't get out of the garage. Because he can't. It took one time, and he didn't even pass away. You lose one cat.
She is taping them to the ground and running them over.
Animals get out of the way from cars unless you're driving absurdly.
She is doing this on purpose. She is placing them in front of the car while they are asleep, and she's running them over. First of all, asking someone to replace a cat is like asking someone to replace, I don't know, a straw.
Especially the way she said it. You owe me a couple cats. How many cats have passed away under your leadership?
Leadership. There is no leadership. This is what she's doing for fun. Now that her sister is out and she doesn't have anything caged up, she's like, I'm going to kill these cats.
Have you seen Don't F with Cats?
I tried to watch it and I said, nope.
I turned it. Melissa watched it. I saw a good portion. People don't play about cats, man. You think Elon Musk is going to be in trouble. You going to be in trouble. The cruelty to animals department is going to come over to the Lynn Spears house. Also, she's only famous because her sister's Britney Spears.
Yeah, she did a couple of things, but if it she was acting a little bit.
What? Jamie Lynn acting there? People saw.
On Disney.
Was she? I never watched Disney like that.
Nah, I kind of fell off.
Let me check her IMDb and I'll tell you if it was good.
Yeah, oh, Zoe 101.
Zoe 101?
Yeah, she was the lead.
Yeah, that was my era.
I don't know what Zoe 101 is.
It was a either Nickelodeon.
It was popping, though.
It was a Nickelodeon show. I was going to say, Jamie Lynn Spears was out here. But the fact of the matter is...
Four seasons.
She was out here.
My bad, Jamie Lynn. I think it was Disney. Jamie Lynn got a lot of credit.
It wouldn't have happened if it were a wildcat. Wow! That thing would have ripped that Tesla apart.
We're friends here. I'm not going to keep this
on. I was wondering why. Kevin, it's okay. We know what your hairline looks like.
This?
No. You know I don't do snapbacks, Joshua.
You can open it all the way.
You know how snapbacks look on me, and you know it makes me feel insecure. Shouts to Issa Rae.
It's aerated.
Let me show you, since you want to be funny.
I can't do snapbacks either.
You are, Joshua. You know you got regular head. Now, this is one snap. Okay?
That's about to be a girdle on my friend's head. Look at that.
It fits.
Look at, you can see the threads.
It's screaming.
The threads.
I hear the threads. It's like,
the threads are in a riot line holding bussing. It's okay.
Look at the head meat coming through.
And look like a fat old coochie.
Oh, God.
Look like a fat monkey. Fat monkey coming out of there. I understand, Kevin, but we all know what your hairline is. Why you? You like Marcus. Marcus, we found out Marcus has a trail now.
A trail?
So it used to just be, you know, the little cul-de-sacs that were thinning. Now there's a light trail that's tracing and it's going back to the
That's what happened to me.
Middle. Yeah, he had just the like
the that. Sides was like, we don't want it. They boycotted.
But
they
you know, like, I'm trying to figure out what it was going to look like when it was all in, though.
What you mean?
Like when that wasn't happening. Your hairline, what was it doing when it was full? Like, was, what was it?
It was never crazy gray. It was just down like that. And it was,
oh,
down
it was really close to your eyebrows.
A fat monkey. Mm-hmm.
It was a fat monkey.
Fat monkey is one of my favorite euphemisms for coochie. And fat monkey is the best.
You know, monkey.
Get that fat
no, Marcus
monkey.
Had put this out here, Christy. It was hilarious. He was like, am I getting, he said, no, he said, do you see that my hair is lighter right here? I said, it's even lighter in the middle.
He get the sunroof?
Yeah, it's like faint. Like oh, he would have to put like this. He would have to grow his hair all the way out. Like he couldn't do no low.
You can thing. Go low even?
Nah, he's gonna have to wear his curls in order for that not to be.
Marcus' hair was curly?
It was curly.
He had S curl hair with no S curl?
No S curl. He had curly hair.
What?
That's why I didn't stick beside him the way I should have. I should have told him when to cut his hair off. And I was like, don't do it. Don't do it. And then when I look back, I'd be like, so what was your hairline doing? He's not trying to tell you. I was giving him mascara. Just fill that in. Fill that in, baby.
Yeah,
but he couldn't do no low fade. But if he would have wear his hair full, you wouldn't be able to tell nothing.
Wasn't there a song that had that monkey in it? That monkey.
Yes.
Who sang that monkey song?
See, because right now you saying monkey like that is making me think of donkey. And I know that one. Let me ride your donkey.
This is it?
Yes. You and that monkey.
All right, that's 7 seconds.
T-Pain.
That's 7 seconds, Kev. All right.
You and that monkey. Oh, booty.
T-Pain's in front of the pod.
He is.
He did see booty. Who? Somebody said monkey.
It's in this song. It's in this song.
It's one of the, yeah.
Monkey.
He just said
you and that monkey.
I love black people.
I wish we could ask him about it.
We should ask about you and that monkey.
Maybe one day we Maybe will.
Well, do you think monkeys are like, hey, man?
No, monkeys are like, yeah, man. All right.
You and that
me.
Monkeys be playing with their monkeys out in public.
Monkeys don't care.
No, they don't.
They be throwing crap at children at the zoo. That's the best. They be like, shut up, kid.
Take his dookie. They would throw it at Amar. And Amar would beat an R.A.
Oh, Amar? Potty training?
He's not.
He was plotting on your demise.
Oh, he's not having it. He doesn't care anything about our goals, our plans for his life. He is like, no.
I saw him. He was looking. He was like, okay, so at what age can I put them in a home?
Yes.
How? What was that movie where the white woman was getting people's money when they was going to retirement
exactly,
homes?
Exactly. That white
That's
woman.
Him. Mm-hmm. He going to be like, okay, so she's 41 now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I got about 15 years. I'm going to have her deemed legally insane.
Right.
Take that money. And then that's going to drive my daddy crazy. And I'm going to put him in Whispering Pines. I'm going to put her in Screaming Pines.
And he's like, and then be I'm going to skin Lottie Dottie and wear her fur as a coat. He is not. People are always like, you got to do this, you got to do that. And I'm like, y'all not understanding. We've done this 3 times before successfully.
Yes.
He knows what we're trying to do.
Yes.
And he is making the clear, definitive decision. He wants no parts of it.
When I used to say kids were bad and parents didn't know how to do stuff until I had Joe. We had Joe. Mm-hmm. And then I realized we tried to potty train him and he was just like, I know what y'all want. I don't want to do this
yes.
yet. And we talked to our pediatrician and she was like, kids have to be ready to want to be potty trained. Mm-hmm. You guys, you're wasting your time getting potty. If he's not ready, he's not ready.
Right.
So we stopped for like 4 months. Mm-hmm. And then we never said nothing, changed his diaper and all that. And then just one day he was like, okay, then I will pee in the toilet. And literally that day, he was potty trained in like a day. Amar reminds me of Joe. Mm-hmm. I know what y'all want. I don't want to do it just because you want me to.
Yeah.
Just because you desire this action out of me, I won't do it. I can tell. It's like when you audition and you're desperate. They're like, you need this job, don't you? Therefore, you won't get it. If you don't need it, then you might have a chance. And that's Amar. He looked at his internally. That was his villain origin story. Mm-hmm. I like peeing in this diaper, and I want to continue to do that. Mm-hmm. You guys don't want that out of me? You'll be dead.
Yeah, you'll be. It's like the only thing that gets him to stay naked for so long is that, like a boy, he enjoys sometimes being able to just reach and feel his privates. He's like, this is great. Testicles.
I like that.
Love it. Then eventually he gets bored with it, and he's like, no, I want a diaper one. And he'll bring us diaper and wipes.
Really?
Yes. He's like, here, take it. Take it. Mommy, take it. And I'll be like, give it to your daddy. He'll take it to his daddy. No, Amar. He's like, daddy, take it.
Amar gonna put it on himself.
If he figures it out.
Would you let him go if he changed himself?
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, if you gonna handle it, but I can't trust him. He'll have Dookie in his fingernails. And I'd be like, now you smell like the people of the Bible. I can't.
Well, I don't know if voting is open on the NAACP Image Awards, but if it is, start voting now. Vote fervently. I understand you guys voted against me last year for Tab. I get it. But this year, I won't accept it. This year, we're Joe Biden-ing. I know we might have lost in the past, but we're going to win. Also, Joe Biden said something so dumb yesterday. I'd be like, Joe Biden, just shut up and sit up there and be old.
Be old.
I just want you to talk less. And I don't even hear about you much. Mm-hmm. But there's too many clips of you being, I want to be like, hush. Now, we didn't put you in because we didn't want Trump. Now, just be quiet and forgive these student loans.
Yeah,
that's all we really want to hear out of you.
That's all.
Just shut up and forgive.
Get rid of these loans.
Get rid of these loans and then hush. Don't say nothing else.
Come on.
Shut up, Joseph Robinette.
Is that how you feel?
Yeah. Shut up, man. Same way you told Trump. Just shut up, man. He always feel like he about to sneeze when he talking. you understand? This is the thing about Martin Luther King. White people don't talk about Martin Luther King.
Kevin, you just going off on tangent.
I hate when Martin Luther King come up. They try to act like they love him. He had a 94% disapproval rating when he died.
Kevin, they don't know if they would have loved him.
Folks be on Twitter telling Martin Luther King III that he don't know what Martin Luther King Jr. was talking about.
First of all, you don't know about Martin Luther King unless you're calling him King Arthur.
Your kids got that honest. Now, King Arthur Luther King, what he did, he pulled that Excalibur out of Selma, Alabama. He walked across that bridge and rode a horse, okay? And Lancelot and Medgar Evans was at the Knights of the Round Table of Negroes.
Right. Oh. Mommy, you know King Arthur? Yes. I was really like, how's he about to pull this together? If Lil Marcus wasn't there, I would have never.
Was it Martin Luther King Arthur? Was it King Arthur Luther King or just King Arthur?
Mama, you know King Arthur. He was mentioning King Arthur the day before, and I was thinking, this is crazy that this is what they're talking about in first grade. Wow, the curriculum has really changed.
Martin Luther the King Arthur.
I was like, oh, no. Yeah, he was talking about my daddy. Didn't even know it. My daddy. King Arthur, Martin Luther the King.
All right, y'all. We'll see y'all later.
Bye! Vote for Kevin!
Everybody in the Patreon saying all the anger he didn't give to Mike Todd, he's giving to Biden now. Hush.
Cut it!
Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev on stage and that chick Angel.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies.
Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.